Right, this is John Bruton. You're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hernando Diablo.
Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hernando Diablo.
And this week, we're taking on a whole bunch of things at once. And, well, you'll figure it out when we get to it. Joining us this week is the co-host of the Ad Hominem Attack Show, a podcast, roast battle, and stand-up showcase, Chris Paw.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for coming on, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you finally. All right, Chris, why do you hate fandoms?
Why do I hate? Should I explain what fandom is in my head?
Sure.
Because I have a whole theory. Because they popped up. I think Buffy might have been the first big one, at least in the internet age. Like I know there were fanzines and whatnot before, but they were always more general. Like, in before the internet used to be just a fan of a genre.
Right.
Like, just horror, whatever it was. But then, like, the internet came along and everybody figured out how to fracture into the weirdest fucking subcultures.
Yeah.
A good example is the show Supernatural. Because it's a long-running show. I think there's comic books, there's novel tie-ins,
yeah.
There's a whole landscape. And even among, like, it's already a niche group, but among this niche group, there's other groups. There's shippers,
yeah.
And there's a character called Dean, and there's a character called Castiel. So there's, I think they're Destiel shippers, and they want the gay subtext in the show to be real,
yeah.
And they're very rabid. Like, these are all just very rabid groups of fans that have come together through hashtags and message boards, and there's just a real, and the reason that I hate it is that there's such a sense of entitlement to the property of whatever, because there's comic books are one of the ones that are still more general,
yeah.
I think. But then there's like DC and Marvel, and they like, there's fans that hate each other. Like they,
yeah, you can only like one.
Yeah.
You can't like them both.
It's within like six comments of any trailer for a comic book movie, whatever company it is. There's like the one of the first six people's like, fuck Marvel.
It's like, I mean, if it comes to like the, like when you say movie trailers, it's like, well, I mean, you can be a DC fan and defend it till you die, but you're not winning right now.
Yeah. Then these groups pop up in such weird, because like that would be like if you go to the Wonder Woman trailer that they really, there's like thousands of comments, and most of these people know each other and they go from trailer to trailer and fight and argue about stuff in the people
that are like just the worst, man. Like I every once in a while, I think I've mentioned it before, like I'll get caught reading comments on something and I'm just like, at the end I'm like, why the fuck did I even bother doing that?
Yeah.
Like, what is the fucking point?
But that's another reason it sucks up so much of my time.
Cuz you're a fan of these things.
Right. And I just want to like see people talk about the shit they like.
Mm-hmm.
It annoys me so much. Like, I get mad just when someone goes on and just shits on a movie. Like, I get it. It wasn't great, but I don't know. I tend to, I would rather talk about things I like.
I don't know if you came to the right place. But
I mean, in a... I don't know. But there's also, there's in the subgroups, there's also like, there's cross sections of where like hardcore feminist meet Doctor Who. And it's like one of these things where every time they recast the Doctor, there's a whole rabid swell up of these angry fans that want them to want him to finally be a woman.
Yeah.
Or they want them to, they push like a black actor over in England to be like, this is who, you know, and it's just for the sake of doing it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do agree with that. I mean, that certain people just do it to say, I mean, there's certain things that like, they could cast fucking certain actors. I don't care who fucking plays them as long as it's good. I don't give a
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, I don't, it doesn't bug me in, like, comic book movies if they cast, like, the, there's a black Kid Flash on the show now. I think he's great.
Yeah, he is. That show's fantastic.
I have very fast black friends.
But no, I was like, you talking about like these cross sections of people and all this stuff. I just picture you like fucking, Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind, like with all these pieces, but like multiple laptops open, like this person said this on this board and fuck this person.
Yeah. Well, it, all these little weird, like it starts with like, it starts from a good place. Like, it starts from good intentions. It just, they become so, they become Donald Trump. Like, they don't want to hear any idea that
it's the,
they didn't
and that's the entitlement have. Thing. That's the entitlement thing. That's what drives me the most nuts about, like, people, like, just like, oh, well, this isn't, like, I went and saw Alien Covenant yesterday. I didn't like it that much. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't bad by any means. It was good enough, but it's not what I wanted it to be. It's just like, oh, okay, then that's my fault for expecting something that I didn't fucking make to be a way I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of this comes from. They have this idealized version of what they want this thing that they love to be. Like you talked about the Castiel Dean shipping, which if you're not familiar with the term, means that they would like Castiel and Dean to be in a relationship. Yeah. Thus the term ship.
And there's like shipper wars. On it's a lot of it takes place on Tumblr.
Mm.
There's a huge Doctor Who and Sue, a lot of the shows. There's just a huge Tumblr thing, and it's just the most annoying people.
Yeah. Well, there's that's Tumblr culture in a nutshell. It's annoying people coming together in hashtags. And some of those people are in our audience. Thank you for listening. You can go fuck yourself.
But no, it's like I'm with you on that though, where it's like I just want to like it. You know what I mean? I want to talk about what I like about it. Like, there's already people like, I mean, obviously this is a couple weeks removed, whatever. But like Twin Peaks just premiered last night, like the new. And there's already people talking about, well, I didn't like this about it. I don't like this. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude. It was great. I loved it. You know, it's. People just always need a reason to bitch. Always.
That's why we have this podcast.
Well,
stupid.
It's different when I do it. It's at least it's funny when I bitch.
I'm sure I'm guilty of it, but it just like when they kill a character or the term fan outrage, like it comes up so much.
Fan outrage.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in Supernatural because there's a lot of murdering characters that people like.
Yeah, and a lot of people feel, especially female characters, but it's literally, I don't know, 12 seasons, they've killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's not just
your favorite.
Yeah.
So, you know, before the, what's that show everybody likes? Game of Thrones started murdering people. Supernatural was doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, right off the bat.
Yeah, Game of Thrones murders people in fucking droves.
Yeah, but there's just always the rumors, and then people like things that some comic book website made up, like a casting rumor or something, and these people go fucking berserk.
I find myself falling victim to like those certain, because I follow like a lot of comic book websites on Facebook, you know, so they'll post their articles and stuff, and it's like, oh, this is what's gonna happen. And it's like, as speculation. It's like, don't, if it's not fucking true, don't write about it. I don't give a shit. That drives me nuts. Or it's like, oh, well, people think so-and-so, or like when, you know, script leaks happen, and it's like, scripts never fucking leak. Very rarely do they actually fucking leak, and it's like, I find myself reading, and I'm like, why am I reading this? This is not what's going to happen in this fucking movie.
Yeah, and a lot of times, the actor that they think is going to be cast, it's because they started a rumor, and then someone asked that actor,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, just being coy
yeah.
with them, or just fucking with them, yeah. and we're just like, whoa, you never know. And being then they take that in every comic book movie website on the internet. It's like, this, hey, check this out.
Look at the way his eyes move when they ask him, like, yeah. fuck off.
Do you think some of that is being perpetrated, though, because studios can gauge how a reaction's going to be to casting, you know, without actually doing anything? It seems like a perfectly reasonable
thing. Well, I don't know, but I like my experience, because I was on a few comic book message boards in the early days of message boards. I think there was one, Jeff Johns had one.
Okay.
And then there was the Warner, you know, under the Warner Brothers thing, there was a DC Comics, like the official message board, which ended up, that had to be taken down because those people were so vicious, and the writers and artists would try to get in there and talk to people, and they just shit in their mouth every time they opened it. So I don't know, maybe there's some like fake accounts somewhere that are like people at Warner Brothers or Marvel or whatever. And maybe they spread some rumors, yeah, to gauge fan reaction, but
or fan outrage,
or outrage. But they mostly ignore it anyways. I mean, they had the whole time they're making a movie now. They've got like they know the pulse of what people expect it to be, if they're paying attention to that. And it's, I mean, Suicide Squad. It's not what the fan expectation was. So. No. I don't think they're paying attention to it.
No, they're definitely not, especially since Suicide Squad came out how it did. Ugh, I tried again with Suicide Squad. I really did. Like, you know, mostly because of your dumbass. It's like,
I didn't think it was that bad, but to be fair, they're mostly characters I could give or, you know, take or leave.
Yeah.
Leave or take, whatever the phrases.
I don't know. It's just after, like, the one Suicide Squad animated movie they did was really good.
Oh, that was Assault on Arkham.
You know what, with the DC movies, as soon as I saw Man of Steel, I was like, oh, this is what, as soon as I heard they were going to continue that universe, I was like, oh, all right, well, like, I just adjusted, and they're fine to me. Mm. I'm watching them like an Elseworlds, like a...
Gotcha. I mean, I think Ben Affleck is a fan. I think he's just a great Batman. I think he's a good Bruce Wayne. But I
still hate his chin.
I mean, but it's a Batman chin.
Yeah, but it looks like it's about to get fucked.
He has a fuckable chin.
He has a very fuckable chin.
But no, I mean, like, those movies is like, and I, when I first saw Dawn of Justice, I fucking hated it. I hated it. The second time I watched the extended version, which is entirely too long, but ties the movie together so much better than what got released in the theater. And I've tried to explain that to people, and I actually dig that version of the movie, aside from like my qualms that I just had to put aside, like Batman using guns, like whatever, it's fine.
It's not fine.
Yeah, I mean, in Zack Snyder's, I read somewhere that somebody described him as like that kid in high school that was just scribbling Metallica logos on his on his Trapper Keeper the whole time.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
I mean, I was doing that on my desk, but
I was making cool S's.
I don't know. They put a school shooter in charge of the DC cinematic universe, and you're getting exactly what.
Well, and then like when Suicide Squad came along, like when it came out, I was like, all right, I liked this more than Dawn of Justice. And then I just tried to watch it again like 2 or 3 weeks ago when they put it on HBO, and I was like, ah, this isn't very good.
I thought Harley was the only one that felt like the comic book version to me.
Yeah, animated.
Like, well, this version, more so
the Arkham Asylum.
Yeah,
and that kind of stuff they had her in. But
I like Margot Robbie, I thought was like she was the high point of that movie. I did not hate Will Smith as Deadshot. That's not Deadshot though. Like to me, that's not.
Yeah, he's white.
It's not the Floyd Lawton that I like. I mean, the certain scenes that he did with his daughter and stuff, I thought were great. But I don't know.
There's a the Arrow version was closer to behaving the way the comic book one does.
Yeah, and I like. If we're gonna talk Arrow, the guy who played fucking Deathstroke was awesome.
Yeah,
I thought he was fucking a great Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
But DC TV does it right. DC Animated does it right. Like, they're doing something.
Yeah, they have a more happy-go-lucky fandom.
Yeah.
They're not one of the more annoying ones.
It's made for teenage girls like us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm basically a teenage girl.
Awesome. Andy Barr.
He's also a teenage girl, so... what's the worst thing that you've seen while going down the fandom rabbit hole?
I don't know. There's just the condescending. I think the most annoying thing is when they're pushing diversity just for the sake of doing it. That's the thing that bugs me, and I don't know why because when it happens, and it's something I haven't paid attention to that part of it, it never bothers me. Like, I don't, because there were rumors in Batman v Superman that they were gonna do the the girl Robin.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
like, that would be a great idea. And who's it? Like when they did it in Fantastic, I didn't think that was good. That's a good actor.
When Fantastic Four, yeah,
yeah. I mean, the movie was
dog shit.
I haven't even watched it.
But. Oh, it's so bad. I watched it. It was so bad. But no, he is great. I mean, dude, that kid. In my opinion, he should have fucking won an Oscar for the Rocky movie he did. Michael B. Jordan. He was fucking amazing.
And he seems like a guy where you're like, yeah, I could see him playing Johnny Storm.
Yeah, oh yeah, without a doubt.
But it's that when, like, a whole bunch of people were mad, like, Iron Fist was not good.
No, I refused to watch it.
But it never stood a chance.
Because from the get-go.
That part of the fandom was really pushing for an Asian actor.
Yeah.
Because his whole story was about being a spoiled rich white kid that went to this place, magical land, and learned how to be humble and shit like that, and uses fists. And
they just they just tried to make Arrow. Like, that's what I gathered from what a lot of people said.
It wasn't that. It was basically it was only as far as any other Marvel property is from the comic books. Like, it was just done badly. It was drawn out. It was just too long. They played like there was no he's just an idiot.
Yeah,
like for the first six episodes, and then he keeps, even as he's getting better at being Iron Fist, like he just keeps slumping back to the first idiot in the first half of the show.
I mean, like, the moral of that story is Danny Rand is an idiot. And, like, because if you get to the end of it, which I don't recommend, I think, like, my friend Camille, who I watch all these things with, is pissed that I had to finish it. But, because it gets to the end of it, the moral of the whole thing is that he's an idiot and he shouldn't have done anything that he did because he just...
And he's a cuck. Yeah, because he's walking around in Luke Cage's t-shirt at one point. Like, this is not a crossover.
Dude, just give me, like, honestly, just give me more Daredevil, give me more Jessica Jones. Luke Cage was good. I think it was as good as...
Luke Cage.
I liked it a lot. I don't think it was as good as Jessica Jones or Daredevil Season 2. I thought Daredevil Season 2 was like the best thing that Marvel TV's done.
And I mean, it was great, but I think Jessica Jones was the best thing that Marvel's done.
Jessica Jones was fucking good. But like when you say like people pushing diversity for the sake of pushing diversity, like if that's going to be the hill you're going to fucking die on, go right ahead. I'm all for diversity. That's great, whatever. But I'm not going to be your fucking champion. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to waste my time writing fucking 3-paragraph diatribes arguing with some fucking moron in Singapore about who is going to play fucking whoever. I don't care as long as they're good. Just like I've been saying for years that I think Idris Elba would be the fucking greatest Bond that they could have. Are they going to do it? I don't know. Am I going to worry about it? Probably not.
Yeah. I would watch that.
Hell yeah. I mean, I love Daniel Craig. He's fucking great, but
I don't know. But I think it would be great if he goes Bond. Black Bond.
I'm all for it.
I don't know. Yeah, and it's one of those things, too, where as soon as you disagree with it, it's like, oh, you're a fucking racist.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Well, this is part of the reason why the Republicans feel so emboldened by being attacked by liberals is because of people like this that are, you know, it's, are you really being racist when you say you don't give a shit about, you know,
diversity in movie roles?
I have a good arc for a fandom of that I put it probably. Probably the same people from start to finish.
Okay.
Years ago, the Gail Simone, she's a writer at DC Comics, phenomenal writer. But her career sort of started with her blog, which was called Women in Refrigerators. And she would blog about the treatment of women in DC Comics because she was a big fan of... I believe when they first brought in Kyle Rayner as the Green Lantern, he was just a new guy with the ring. Like that's just the basic. Yeah, that's all you need to know if you don't.
he was a comic book artist, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he was an artist, and then later on they wrote him to like he started drawing comics at some point. But he within the first 4 issues of him existing, he came home to find his girlfriend murdered and stuffed in a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote a very smart blog, and it was about the treatment of women and the female characters in comics, which so that's like the beginning of the thing, like this, which is like good intentions. She's a very, you know, Gail Simone's really smart. She had all legitimate stuff to say about it. They would often use like kill the girlfriend to, you know, push the male character into the next thing. Like they became just plot points rather than characters.
Okay.
Which is totally a legitimate complaint.
Yeah.
But the group that formed around that and spawned all in, because she got a job writing for DC Comics based on, you know, her opinions in that blog and everything. DC was like, hey, we want to bring her in and, you know, let her write some stories. Yeah, and
which is a good call on their part.
Yeah, get her influence in, you know, in the offices. And so a lot of people saw that and went, oh, I'm going to write a feminist blog about comic books now, and maybe they'll hire me to be a comic book writer.
Ooh.
And a whole movement, Women in Refrigerators movement, spawned from that, of people just nitpicking everything they could pop, to the point where the modern, like 10-15 years later, now there are blogs about how it looked like Wonder Woman shaves her armpits in that new trailer, and she's an Amazon. That's fucking sexist. This movie's gonna be bullshit. And, you know, instead of going...
It's a fucking comic book movie, man.
It's also the first female-led comic book movie.
Yeah.
Directed by a woman. And, like, they're already finding a way to shit on it just because they need blog hits. Because that's the other super annoying thing about fandom is it pushes a lot of people to... popularity on the internet based on characters they didn't create and stories they didn't write.
Right.
Like, they just blog about a lot of, like, everybody's a reviewer and, you know, it's say the weirdest shit to get somebody to click on your dumb thing that you, you know, fucking learned how to dissect this in your gender study class and now you're applying it to comic books.
Yeah.
And
it's like, Wonder Woman is like the main one I've been stoked about seeing. Like, that's, like, ever since the fucking trailer. Oh, ever since seeing her in Dawn of Justice, I was like, that could be a cool character. Like, as
fuck that. No arm with no armpit hair, and I want to see that bush through her
the spider legs. Yeah. I know, dude. If she, all right, like, your first fucking complaint should be, if your first complaint is she's an Amazon woman, okay, then she should be 8 fucking feet tall. And be able to fucking kick people's ass.
And have her left breast cut off so she can shoot an arrow better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, think logically. Just think fucking logically.
She should only have 2 fingernails cut. The rest of them are wild. That's the dumbest thing I've ever said.
Today?
Yeah. Today I've said a lot of dumb things. I mean, you know, we've gone into what our own, like, fan opinions are on this particular episode, and whether that makes us, like, part of this terrible creation that the internet has spawned of people that have unwarranted self-importance based on having the correct opinions, which seems to be your biggest problem with them, is they get blog hits, views, page views, whatever, some advertising revenue, which based on the fact that they have the right opinions to appeal to the audience, the outrage audience.
Yeah, and maybe it's that I work hard to write things that are original content.
Yeah.
And nobody watches it. But if I, you know, went off and built some Batman blog, and I virtue signal, then I can get a few shekels in advertising.
How would you virtue signal Batman? Would it just be frankmillerisacunt.com?
Yeah, that's how you. Yeah,
I mean, exactly. But I mean, that's not far from the truth.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah, no, neither do I. Don't I. Know. Dude, like I can sit there all day and be like, yeah, Frank Miller is a fucking asshole. Do I like the shit he writes? Yeah. I mean, let's be honest about it. Yeah, I do. I mean, fucking, what's his name? Alan Moore is also a batshit crazy dude.
Yeah.
But I like him a lot, too.
Yeah. And you know what? This is also coming down. I hate a lot of liberals. Because, yeah, Alan Moore is a good example because he's this super leftist anarchist guy, but he's written more rape scenes in comics.
Right.
Like, and nobody, like, I people call him out, but he gets some weird pass on, you know, because he's so leftist with everything else, I guess.
Well, people have thrown the book at Todd McFarlane before, too, and it's just like, he writes horror fucking superhero comic books,
yeah.
You know? That's what he does.
Yeah.
The content is already there. He's just using his brain to... You know, make it malleable for him.
Why can't you draw rock and roll comics with women with big tits and dudes with big guns and just fucking leave those people alone and let them enjoy that?
Dude, if you want to get mad at somebody, go read fucking Glenn Danzig's comic books, the Verotic stuff. If you want to get mad about comic books, go do that.
I'll pass. I have enough reasons to be mad at Glenn Danzig.
Because it's, I don't know that, because that was a big part of that too, was that they marketed so much of the superhero stuff to boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really upsetting for a lot of people. And I get it, but at the same time, why can't they market things to to whatever group they want to market things to?
Yeah.
I mean, I like, in my opinion, like, yeah, okay, yeah, that shit was marketed to us as kids more than it was girls, and that's changing now more. But, like, what I don't understand is, like, because I'm on the one side of it, I do see, why the fuck wouldn't you completely broaden your audience and you'll make more fucking money that way?
Well, I think it is. They're trying, and, like, I'm not even saying there's any, like, I think it's fine if they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. It's, they're making a thing, and then, like, just groups of people on the internet are going, you're making your thing wrong. Like, that's my main.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, well,
that's my real kind of gripe with it is, like, if you're that upset, why don't you make a thing?
Right.
It's really hard to make a thing, Chris.
Well, it's so hard. Believe me. Start creating.
I'm well aware.
Yeah. It's super difficult to make a thing. And I think you know, it goes beyond just comic books and movies. It goes into music and comedy as well. Like, you're doing your thing wrong. This is how you fix it. And then some, I think it would, like, infuriate me to no end if somebody that was all they did was criticism became more popular than the thing that they were criticizing. Do you see that happening? Or because, you know, on the Tumblr thing, you see how many notes a thing gets.
Yeah.
And,
like the GIFs, the supernatural GIF of Dean and Castiel longingly looking at each other that they slow down and drag out to make it look as, well, that's sexual, like, as possible.
The whole thing that's like in the Star Wars, like the new Star Wars, how, like, you know, it's fan speculation that Poe and Finn are going to be the first, you know, gay couple or whatever in Star Wars, which if that's what they were going to do, fine. But, like, the people fucking just sitting there pushing for it, give me a fucking break, dude.
Yeah, because you're pushing an expectation on someone if that's not what they were writing. Like, you can't. Now they're homophobic because they didn't write what you expected them to write.
Exactly. This actually was a big problem in a different show. Steven Universe, which I love. I don't know how you two feel about it. It's basically a kids cartoon that adults love too, because it's got some very dark overtones to it, and there's a lot that they're doing right.
Listen to the fucking writer over here.
I could go on and on about, but you guys don't know about it, so it's not gonna help. But at any rate, this poor kid that was, like, making fan art, apparently did not proportion a couple of the characters correctly and got massively bullied for it online to the point of suicide.
Women characters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a huge, yeah.
It's
and they're that's the thing, is, like, they're so much more nasty about it than the thing that they think they're opposing.
Right? No, absolutely. Like, they'll cut way deeper. But I mean, I also, on the other side of that, I mean, that's a damn shame. But you shouldn't let fucking what anybody says to you on the internet.
If you're a teenager, that's kind of what it is, though. I mean, you know, that's your social circle.
I guess, but I mean, and I'm like, that's terrible. That's fucking awful. But, like, dude, it's the fucking internet. The only reason, the way I'd like to explain that to a fucking kid who's thinking about going through that is, if that person was standing right in front of you, they would not have the fucking gumption to say what they said to you to your face.
Yeah.
There are a couple times where I've seen people that had the gumption or heard about it.
Well, yeah, but it, yeah.
It's rare. It's rare. People are safer behind their keyboards.
So I don't fight with people.
The internet is such a weird place to run into people that are just a problem. Because like in real life, you only have to deal with them when it's unavoidable. But people sit down and log in to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everyone I know who is a problem is it's some, you know, you're at a party and they just the flip switches and they're just pissed and they start running their fucking mouth. And it's
how he's staring directly at me.
No, I'm trying to evenly make eye contact with both of you. But yeah, and that's like where there's just no talking to this person. Mm-hmm. Like that's the only time anyone like when they're just in an uncontrollable rage, and it's fake too on the internet. Because you're typing in all caps. You're not in an uncontrollable rage. You're typing.
Yeah.
If you're really fucking mad, this doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, when I get to that point, it's like, nope, too pissed off to talk. You've gotten those text messages from me before.
Yeah, I know.
So it's that's what it is. Like if you're that pissed, like you're not writing. And if you are writing,
scream in somebody's fucking face.
Yeah.
Well, I've done that a few times.
You're being a hyperbolic ass. Mm. That's what they're doing mostly.
Yeah.
It's to cause a fucking scene.
Yeah, because the drama attracts more hits.
Attention.
Yeah. It's a lot of, I don't know, it seems to me like a lot of these fandom people that you're talking about have found a way to attract attention by, you know, whining.
Oh, can I tell you a weird, it's a lot of whining, but I was targeted once by a section of comic book fandom known as Friends of Ethan Van Sciver.
Ooh, yes, please tell this one.
If you don't follow comics, Ethan Van Sciver draws Green Lantern. He draws everyone. He's a really good artist. He's done some of the more popular books in the last 10, 15 years. But he is a big Trump guy.
Oh, really?
He's a conservative. He likes to... He likes to say things and then act like he's not saying things. And it riles people up on his fucking Facebook page and shit like that. Somehow I, like, because I was in the comic book fandom, I did fanfic a little bit, and some message boards. And so I had just a ton of people on Facebook that are from, like, when I was way more into comics. And I had some guy that apparently was friends with Ethan, and they do a podcast, and there's like three or four of them. They talk a lot of politics and how stupid liberals are.
Okay.
I don't even remember what I posted, but it was some of my lefty bullshit. and his friend got on and started arguing with me. And I just blocked him because I was like, I'm one of those people. I'm closing the loop.
Yeah.
I'm not wasting totally, my time.
I'm fine in an echo chamber. Like I think enough for myself that it's not going to hurt.
Right.
It's just going to keep annoying people away from me.
Yeah.
So I blocked him and then, Ethan, sent me a friend request, and he'd been watching my stand-up on YouTube, and he friend requested me first and then posted how he just saw the worst 5 minutes of stand-up that he's ever seen, etc., etc. He didn't name me in it, though, and here's where I'm an asshole, because I shared it. And I put, you know, this conservative comic book artist reviewed some of my stand-up, guys. I finally made it. And 400 or 500 comments later, I gave his fandom the gateway to my page by sharing it, and they hadn't even watched it, but all came in to tell me how terrible I was, to the point where I had a fan page at the time that I was trying to build, and I had to shut that down for a while because they found me and just would put like shits and dick, like over and over, all caps, just flaming my wall. I had like a whole argument with Van Skype. We eventually kind of made up, but it was phony. Like, he does shit and apologizes for it constantly. Like, and they, people go, oh, I respect you for Paul, because they want to like him because he draws Batman.
Fuck you. Give me Greg Capullo. I'm happy.
But, it just got real nasty. I think he's a Mormon, and I made some comment about, you know, go fuck somebody through a sheet. And I told him that I hope his drawing hand gets slammed in a car door.
That's my favorite part.
That's when he was like, hey, maybe.
I think he said, I hope your microphone hand gets slammed in a car door.
Use the other one, you fucking idiot.
Came back with some.
He's out of his element.
Stop trying to hurl insults. You're doing it at the wrong guy.
But it did get to the, it got to the point where he like messaged me and was like, this has to end. Because, all the Columbus comedians that I like hung out with at the time, like also jumped in and were like, it was just a weird free for all of like right wing comic book nerds
and left wing comics.
Yeah.
Those are two groups that should not meet.
Yeah, it was something.
That's fucking and hilarious.
I told him that I would stop when he watches more of my stand up and admits that I'm funny. And then he posted and tagged me in it. Was like, he's a funny guy. Watched some more and gave it a chance. Like,
just I thought you were gonna say fake. Like, I told him that and tell me I'm funny. And it's like, and then he blocked me.
Yeah. Well, we stayed Facebook friends for a while, and then I just quietly unfriended him later because I was like, this is gonna happen again if I don't. Because he asked me to come on his podcast, and because they have liberals on and they gang up on him. So he wanted to do that. He figured I would be an easy mark, I think.
Yeah, it's that generally does not work out to their advantage when they do that, though.
Yeah, I passed.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Because when I go on CSB, it's the same kind of thing. We have the right-wing trolls that try to come on and think they're going to prove something. And it's just me screaming at them for 2 hours.
Right. Well, what's actually is funny, because I've heard his podcast. I listened, so I wanted to see what it was about after that. That's what they get dumb liberals to call in, and then they put them in the "you're a left-wing troll" position. Like, that's his whole move, is like reversing, you know, he'll go, why are you being so hateful? Why are you... That doesn't seem very tolerant. That kind
so
of
so much for the tolerant left. Yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah, that's his deal. But yeah, right wing comic book nerds is another interesting, hateable cross section of fandom to bring it around.
But let's go back to this Castiel Dean thing. Why do you hate that so much? They're so perfect for each other.
I don't hate it. I, if the show did it, I would be like, all right, cool. What happens next? It's just the fervor and just how incensed these people get when they kill it. I just hate these people. And I do because I'm...
By the way, just to put this out there, no spoilers for Supernatural on this podcast because Allie listens. So.
Oh, that's fine. They totally finally make out in season 12, though.
Of course they do. I haven't seen that shit.
Yeah, you missed it.
Nah.
Tumblr exploded.
I bet it did.
You think Kim Kardashian's asshole brought down the internet?
It was... My goodness.
I don't know. There are there's a like because I when I watch something like that, I'll find a podcast that reviews each episode and listen to that and like get, you know, just get a little more detail on the show and stuff like that. And there's a few of them and I like a couple of them. But there's one that is just it's where I first noticed how early 20 somethings have like this nervous tick where if anything even remotely close to sexism or racism comes up, they have to address it and you know, let everyone know that they don't think like that. And I mean, they constantly stop the review to just point out, you know, how, you know, accepting and tolerant they are.
Yeah. Well, that's not necessary.
Me and Jeremy just throw out dog whistles.
Every now and again. If you want to listen to a good supernatural podcast, though, Two Chicks in the Plural of Apocalypse. It's at Two Chicks Pod on Twitter. They're on SoundCloud.
Sounds sexist and feminist.
Yeah, it's you know, there's it's two ladies, so could be sexist and feminist,
which, hey, by the way, I'm totally fine with, like,
yeah.
I'm a male feminist.
It's Allie Penny and Stephanie Miller. They're good people, so check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I never watched that show. Otherwise, I wouldn't.
Nothing
against, I mean,
yeah, the show by it's any means. I didn't originally get into it because one of my sisters was really into it, and that kind of turned me off to it because she was too into it.
It's too, like, you said there's how many seasons of it?
12.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not going back and
just
doing
ended
that.
12.
Well, that's the thing. I like, once Pinion started doing that podcast, I was like, oh, well, maybe I should check. And then, like, my friend Camille is really into Supernatural, so she just decided she's going to watch the whole thing over again. So every time I went over there, it was like, I haven't watched every episode, but I watched enough of it to get the story.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's the CW. It was the WB when it first started,
yeah,
or whatever. You know what, Dawson? It was like after Dawson's Creek or something when it first came on.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, yeah, it's got like it's bro-y and teen romance-y without romance. There's definitely a lot of gay subtext with the brothers,
yeah,
and their feelings and all that stuff. But it's also,
wait, they're brothers?
Yeah, yeah. But it's also dudes in a muscle car with a lot of guns and killing vampires and werewolves and shit.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's like,
it's a fun show. I've really enjoyed getting into it.
Yeah.
I've been trying to stay away from the internet about it because of all the horror stories. I know it's just going to make me mad.
Oh, yeah. There's so much fan fiction.
Yeah, well, see, that stuff kind of amuses me just because, you know, I've been working on fan fiction, but not for comic books or movies, for other comedians.
And then this person killed themselves. And then this person killed themselves.
No, erotic fiction, not...
Yeah, I already know what this is. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know you don't like it. Well, it's Nick Yurick's fiance keeps talking about doing it. Yeah. And eventually I just like, you know what? You keep talking about doing it. I'm going to fucking do it. So
yeah,
look for that when I get bored with doing traditional stand-up.
I already know what it is.
Oh, yeah, I did tell
keep
you about that.
Keep my fucking name and out then of it.
Oh, Chris, you shut up. You're up. Fucking somebody.
Chris stood up as Ryan's asshole gaped. Who's a fat fucking pig faggot now?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I think all that is wonderful. If you're going to, like, fan art and fan fiction is absolutely fine with me. If you're going to take something and then just, you
make
know,
make something cool out of it.
Yeah. But, like, don't defend it to the death as the superior product.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
shit Hitler did. That.
Yeah.
That's what I think that's what bothers me most about it is when, like, you know, this idealized version of the thing that you created. Like, it was a thing with Star Trek back in the day too.
Yeah, that always had a huge... Yeah, for a show that was only three seasons, like, it's incredible what sprung up around it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, like, even, like, there's Chris Hardwick does The Talking Dead, yeah. which is all about the fandom of The Walking
Talking
Dead.
Talking Preacher, talking fucking Breaking Bad when that was on.
Yeah, well, that's a fella that knows how to chase a paycheck.
Oh, dude, and bless him for it. And fucking dude knows how to make money. Good for him.
But yeah, and the podcast world is full of just review, which I like. Like I said, I like to check out a podcast that follows a show I'm watching or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I don't know why people care so much.
Because I mean, you know, when you're not an active creator, you know, and you're a consumer of art, this is their big thing,
right? But it's not that, it's the people that think they can do it better, and they just,
if you could do it better, somebody would pay you to do it better.
Like, if you like a show enough to have a podcast about it, why, like. The one I was talking about with it, and to be fair, they're 20s, early 20s girls. Maybe I shouldn't be listening to their podcast and getting upset about their rating system. But they go through, like, you know, they talk about it, and then they get to their rating at the end, and it's like 7.5 stars. Because I don't want to use all, I want to save up my 9-star reviews. What does that mean? If I like a show, every episode's a 10.
Dude, all right, so I you know, I'll tell you something. Here's my fandom in a nutshell. I have this thing where I go on IMDb every time I watch a movie and I read the trivia section, because that's what I do. That's what I've always done. That's what I like to do. Unless I absolutely hate a movie, like, let's, for example, I looked up Airheads, because you can rate stuff on IMDb. Airheads is rated 10 out of 10 for me. Because I love that fucking movie. I'll rate any fucking movie I like, even if it's dog shit. Like, Suburban Commando has a 10 out of 10 rating with me. So, like, that's, like, I'd much rather do that. I was like, no, I like this so much that I think it deserves 10 stars.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some other stupid ones that I did, but I have 187 ratings.
Oh. Yeah, but it's a thing where they, they seem like they want to be taken very seriously as a person who's judging this episode.
Yeah, and you're one out of millions of people who listen to this. You just happen to fucking do a show about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and there really are. And another pet peeve of mine with that kind of thing is... there's a podcast I listen to a lot because I do like it, the DC Movie News, but they refer to their listeners as fans, our fans. Like, that's not your fan, that's Batman's fan.
good point.
I'm not your, like, you're fine, you're giving me the information I'm looking for. Mm-hmm.
I think the message that is being sent here is just because you are a fan doesn't mean you are a valuable creator. You know, you're just you're making fan art. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
I was gonna surmise it as just because you're a cunt doesn't mean people are gonna listen to you.
I mean, our numbers destroy.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, our fans, you know.
We're two fat cunts, so, I mean, we're doing all right. Oh, I know. That's a gendered insult. Eat it.
No, it's not.
Well.
There
I
was
more dudes cunts than I do girls.
the Doctor Who fandom I mentioned, there's... over the sun, they just cast a new companion,
yep.
Which is just Bill. It's the character that hangs out with the main character all the time. If you don't, they just cast she's a black girl actress, and the character is a lesbian. Right, this is a big deal. Like, mm-hmm. It's the first like double minority on this show.
Because
they've
down.
Had they had Martha Jones several seasons ago, black chick. But this was like the first gay companion, so it was like a big deal. And in the very first episode, she has like this little she's just rambling to the doctor, and she's talking about this girl that she liked that kept coming through. Like she's was working as the lunch lady. She served the chips, the fries. It's a British show,
right?
And she was talking about how I kept giving her extra chips because I liked her. And then she's like, and then I realized after a few weeks that she was fat. I fatted her. Like, so she's just talking, like, just rambling in a neurotic, like, moment of just saying anything so there's not silence.
Right.
Yeah.
And stammers through, like, this fat, you know, I realized that I made her fat. Like the next day, and all the podcasts, the Doctor Who podcast separately, all were like, I don't know about that fat comment. I don't know why they would even put that in there. And it was like, really? Like, that's where we're at. Like, they introduced the first gay companion, and you're complaining about a fat joke.
Right.
And the thing.
That's the point, is people are going to find a reason to bitch. If you want a reason to bitch, you're going to find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, there's I don't know. I have more pressing things to bitch about than art, but that's just because I'm more into people, but I don't know.
And I realize a podcast about a, you know, particularly if you're just on every episode like, "Yep, I love it. All right, thanks a lot."
Yeah.
Well, what did you and Hoffner do with Doctor Who?
We did a short-lived Doctor Who podcast, and we just talked about what we liked, which is probably why it was short-lived.
Yeah, because as we're learning, controversy creates cash, so said Eric Bischoff, and it is true.
Bless the man's heart.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I suppose that is it. If people overall paid attention to the more positive thing, you know, parts
well, it's
of
like,
stuff.
I mean, like, I'd say, like, the piece of pop culture that I bitch the most about, and I bitch about it to people who I talk to in real life or through text messages, is wrestling. There's, like, certain things that they do that I don't like, but you just, if you go on any page or board, whatever, because boards are pretty much just comment sections now, like, yeah. On a Facebook page, it's like, you say one thing that the majority doesn't agree with, and like, "You're a fucking idiot," blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It's like, whatever. I'm not going to waste my time.
It's not that I don't think any, you know, you can have an opinion and criticize stuff. I just don't know why people are so nasty and over the top about it. Because nothing's ever like, it was kind of a weak episode. You know, I wish they would have done this or that. I think that would have been cool. It's, "This fucking piece of shit ruined my childhood."
Well, I'll be frank with you out there. That's what I want.
Don't be frank, be Jeremy.
There's nothing to throw at you. Now is a good time to mention our sponsors, Chad Weaver and
that's Chad Weaver.
Yeah. And Britt Fox, our sponsors for Let the Hate Flow Through You. You too can sponsor the podcast. It's $30 a month. Patreon.com/dirtyshear to do it that way. Or you can give me cash. I will take either method of payment because I am desperate to keep this going. And of course, we record here at Milky Way Recordings with Pete Milk. It's homie for homies here. And our graphic designer, Sam Holmes, who did our logo. It's on Instagram, Sam Holmes, like you live in, not Holmes, like you hang with. And, of course, the Lousy Weather Media Network. They're wonderful boys, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Chris, where can people find you online?
Can I say something about Chad Weaver first?
Sure.
Is this Chad Weaver fandom?
Chad Weaver looks like his skeleton is made of pipe cleaners.
That's fair. We're going to cut that for an ad later. Well, never mind.
I want a nickel every time.
Nickel.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find Chris at Cuck Army on Twitter.
I did not think long term with that.
I changed my name to Internet Comedian for about a day. Yeah. And I was like, all right, no, this isn't funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, Chris Paw on Facebook. The Ad Hominem Attack Show, Roast Battles.
Chris Edward Paw on Facebook. Don't mess around and find Chris Paw from Cincinnati, because he got busted with cocaine 2 years ago.
Ooh.
Outside of a Winking Lizard.
Outside of a Winking Lizard, which is the best place to get caught with cocaine. Right.
And they just let him go because he was a rat.
Cocaine and wings, dude.
See, Chris Edward Paw, not a rat. Chris Paw, rat.
That's right.
Yeah. So when you're stabbing Chris Paws, stab the right Chris Paw. Is what we're trying to say.
And take his drugs, too. Yeah.
And the Ad Hominem Attack Show, the Roast Battle, is the first Saturday of every month. By the time this comes out, we will be... it's actually going to be the second weekend in July because of the July 4th weekend.
Yeah, July 8th.
July 8th, the finals of the Fury Road Roast Battle Tournament. Who knows who it's going to be? I was wrong in six of my predictions for the first round, so...
Also, the 22nd, me and Jeremy here will be doing stand-up with some other people.
We will, with Joe McCormick.
East End Bistro.
Oh, right.
East End Bistro. It's the 22nd is a Saturday. It is an 11 p.m. show, $5 to get in. Chris Paw, me, hopefully the Dago weirdo, Brian DiPerna, will be there.
I'll be there signing autographs.
Yeah, signing autographs and taking your money. That's what's going on. And then, of course, there's the Ad Hominem Attack Show podcast available on Podbeam and iTunes. And
yeah, listen to it.
Yeah, I'm on that too.
Yeah, Jeremy's there most of the time.
Most of the time. Some of the time. I'm third mic, so I'm not...
Sometimes we don't need you.
Yeah, some you don't need a third person yelling at you. You got enough. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates fandoms as much as Chris Paw.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.